Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And there are no gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, they called Amy Kite, and Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If you aren't satisfied with her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
CBS Thursday. It's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
You have 11, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday night as a part of Military Appreciation Day, presented by Sears Home Services. Southside home opener not going so well as the Tigers have a 6-2 lead in the sixth. Home runs by Jacoby Jones, Ian Kinsler, and Nick Castellanos for Detroit. Melky Cabrera, Jose Abreu with the Sox RBIs. Tyler Saladino and Cabrera combining for four of the team's five hits off of Verlander, who's still in the game. Jose Quintana still pitching for the White Sox as well. So the White Sox right now trail 6-2 in the top of the sixth inning.
It's just about how we reacted to the situation like any other time. And this past spring training, I'm telling you, and you guys were there. If you walked in our clubhouse, there was no, like, I didn't feel any hangover whatsoever. I didn't think our guys were living in the past. I saw the work as being really good. Our goal was to keep them all healthy and have them ready for the beginning of the season. So far, that goal's been met.
That's Cubs manager Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins on his weekly Tuesday visits at noon right here in The Score. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Game two tonight for the Cubs. Jake Arrieta opposes Adam Wainwright. Pregame starts at 6:40. Arrieta with a 7-2 record and a 1.85 ERA in his career against St. Louis. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Colorado. Puck drops at 8. Only two games after tonight's game, remaining for the Blackhawks in the regular season. AHL, the Wolves are off until Saturday. NBA, the Bulls play in New York tonight. Game tips at 7. They are two games out of the fifth spot in the East. Dwayne Wade worked out with the team this morning. No word on his return to the season. Also tonight, Toronto travels to Indiana and the Bucks play at the Thunder. NFL news, Tony Romo is retiring and he will replace Phil Sims on CBS as the network's top football analyst. This scoreboard update is brought to you by TuneIn Premium. MLB opening day is here. Listen to every game live on the TuneIn app. Celebrate Cubs opening day with The Score. Join the Spiegel and Parkin show next Monday from 9 to 1, broadcasting live from the Yard House at New City, Lincoln Park. Enter to win great score prizes and enjoy great food and 110 taps of craft and import draft beer. That sounds lovely. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 640 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's. Pick up an Egg McMuffin made with real butter and a freshly cracked egg.
Regulator, mount up. We're caught.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller of Bleacher Report is on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout, and he is on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Well, I have been told, Matt Miller, that you have been going through the tight ends and going through the quarterbacks, and I scrolled through your voluminous list of tight ends. And I always ask, now that you are doing some of this deep diving and there's more information to work with, What have you learned at this stage that might have surprised you?
I think the thing that's always, or I should say this year that's surprising, especially with the tight ends, is just how many good ones there are. You know, like we spend all year talking about like, yeah, O.J. Howard's pretty good. And then David Njoku from Miami comes along, you know, as a redshirt sophomore. It's like, man, this kid's pretty good too. But when you really have to go line by line, say, okay, what about Evan Engram? Well, what do we think about Gerald Everett? What do we think about Jake Butt? You know, it's like, You find six, seven guys who's like, okay, like these guys all look like starters. Like, am I crazy or is this class just this good? And I think when it comes to the depths of this class, it's just that good. And you know, with the quarterbacks, it was a little different because there's not a top end talent, but I still really like the depth of this quarterback class.
Are we talking about tight ends that are sort of traditional NFL tight ends, or are some of these guys really wide receivers?
Some of them are more like wide receivers, like Evan Engram is built like a wide receiver. Gerald Everett at South Alabama, kind of built like a wide receiver. Bucky Hodges at Virginia Tech actually played some wide receiver this year. So there are guys who are more of that flex tight end. You know, Evan Engram coming out of Ole Miss is athletically very similar to Jordan Reed. So he can line up in the backfield. He can line up, you know, beside the tackle. He can line up flexed out in the slot. So I think one cool thing about this year's tight end class is that there are some of those classic inline guys, O.J. Howard, David Njoku, Jake Butt, Jordan Leggett. But there are also those, you know, kind of oversized wide receivers who could be mismatch problems for you wherever you line them up.
How much of that is a function of spread versus pro style stuff? Because obviously you can watch Jake Butt play pro stuff as an inline tight end because that's what he's doing. Are some of these other hybridized types coming more out of spread systems?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Clemson running kind of a spread offense. So you have Jordan Leggett, who played a lot, flexed out. Ole Miss running a spread offense. So you have Evan Engram flexed out. You know, now with Virginia Tech's offense going through some changes, you end up with Bucky Hodges playing more wide receiver. So it is kind of, you're starting to see that dividing line between, you know, your Michigan's, Alabama, you know, LSU, some of these schools with your traditional tight end. And then you have other schools where you are just getting, you know, some really good athletes who can play in space. And what makes guys like O.J. Howard and David Njoku rare is that they are inline tight ends with wide receiver athleticism. So you're like getting the best of both worlds with those guys because they've been asked to put their hand in the dirt and block. They've been asked to run, you know, route combinations with safeties and linebackers in their face. They've been asked to make catches in traffic, but you're still getting, you know, 4 or 5 speed from these guys with great size and great length.
Matt, who have you landed on as the best safety? And if the Bears were to trade down, how far into the first round could they still get a really good safety?
So
I just finished the safeties today, and here's what hurts. I had two tie at the top. So Jamal Adams and Malik Hooker tied. They're both top five players, in my opinion. They're very different. You know, Jamal Adams is a strong safety. He plays in the box. Malik Hooker is a center fielder. As far as trading back, I would feel confident that you could probably trade back to number six and still get one of them. If the Jets want to come up and get a quarterback, they could do that, and you could still get a safety at six. The team I would worry about would be the Chargers at seven. They would love to replace Eric Weddle, who they lost to free agency, you know, a year ago. Cooker to the Chargers is like the, you know, most recent buzz I've been hearing about them. And he certainly fits what they want because, you know, they have some very good corners out there, obviously. But now getting that center fielder, a guy who could be a ball hawk over the top, he would fit what they do as long as they're okay with the injuries. You know, he's got a double hernia and a torn hip labrum surgery that happened right after the year. So his rehab time could throw that off a little bit. Maybe he drops, but I would still feel pretty confident that Jamal Adams is also in play there at number seven if Hooker, for whatever reason, is outside the top 10.
Okay, trades just came up right there. And I know that you've been exploring some trades that aren't just ridiculous fans saying, why can't we give up nothing and get something? Give us some reasonable trades that are possible or feasible.
Well, trades that I'm like actually hearing could happen is, you know, Carolina coming up to number two. That the starting point there would be pick number eight and pick number 40. The Panthers have two second round picks because of the Coney Ealy trade. They have pick number 64 from New England as well. So they have some trade capital to move around. And 8 and 40 is not enough to go up to number two, but it's the starting point. And I continue to hear the 49ers would love to move back. So that one is possible. The Tennessee Titans at five, they're going to be sellers again this year, just the way John Robinson runs things. I could see them trying to move back. If a team wanted to come up and get a quarterback to get ahead of the Jets, they could do that right at that five spot. So if you're, you know, a team like, you know, if you're the Cardinals and you fall in love with a quarterback and think this is our guy from when Carson Palmer's gone, you could hop up from, you know, 13 to five and try to get a quarterback in the future. So the Titans trying to move out, definitely possible. The Niners trying to move out, very much possible. Other than that, right now, it seems a little quiet. I think we'll see that trade activity probably happen in the, you know, 8, 9, 10 range, just because that's where the drop off kind of is in this year's class, from where you're getting those like elite, you know, transcendent talents to where you're getting guys who, okay, we probably like them better in the middle of the first round.
What do you think the Bears will do, and what would you do if you were the Bears?
God, the Bears, they are the hardest team to figure out right now. I've seen a lot of people connecting Jamal Adams to the Bears, people I respect. I've heard the same thing, that, you know, they really want to hit a home run and, like, get somebody who can just come in and play right away and be a difference maker and, you know, maybe not have the biggest upside, but be someone who's just going to be a difference maker. Like, you know, we're going to draft Jamal Adams. He's going to be our starting safety for the next 5 years. He's probably going to be a Pro Bowler. It's a safe pick. It's a good pick, but it's a safe pick. So that's the rationale I've heard behind that. And as of today, that's what I think will happen. What I would do, I would actually go the same route, just because I feel like this is a year where I wouldn't take a quarterback at three, no matter who's on the board. I wouldn't take a receiver. I wouldn't take a corner. Solomon Thomas would be intriguing if he's there. But I look at, you know, the top players in this class. You don't need Leonard Fournette. So I would go to looking at Jamal Adams, just because you know who he is. Great character, great wiring, great player. Like, and, you know, it is maybe not the sexiest pick in the world, drafting a strong safety at number three. But if you know you're going to get a Pro Bowl caliber guy who's going to come in and start day one and can be a difference maker in the secondary, and I think that is a huge, huge weakness for that team, I would feel really good getting Jamal Adams. And maybe someone like Solomon Thomas becomes a better player down the road, or you know, one of these edge rushers flashes and has a 10-sack season. But I think in terms of consistency and leadership and culture, like, Jamal Adams is one of the best players in the class.
You think it's possible Thomas won't be there?
I do think it's possible. Whether San Francisco actually takes him at two or someone trades up to get him, it's like really starting to sound possible because of his upside and how versatile he is as a player, that I do think that it's possible. And, like, you know, Reuben Foster could go to the Niners, and then Solomon Thomas is there. But I would say right now, you know, the Niners are really the wild card in this draft, because new GM, new head coach, and, you know, there's no historical evidence to say, okay, well, John Lynch isn't going to do this, or Kyle Shanahan's not going to do that. they could fall in love with a guy and make him the number two pick, and really, it doesn't have to go with conventional wisdom.
Any domino effect to Tony Romo deciding that he is going to be a broadcaster with CBS rather than play? Because there are some teams that were looking at him. Does this change Jay Cutler's possibilities? Does it change the timetable for a team that maybe thought, well, we get Romo, we can do this. But no, instead, let's maybe draft a guy differently and change the developmental clock.
You know, I really don't think it changes much. The only thing it might change is that the Houston Texans maybe try to move up a little bit to get a quarterback. But, you know, after trading away, you know, a pick to get rid of Brock Osweiler, that seems hard to do. So, you know, I think with Denver, Romo was always a one-year plan until Paxton Lynch was ready to go. So Houston is really the only team affected by this. And I've been told repeatedly that they will not bring in a Jay Cutler or Colin Kaepernick, that they would rather go with Tom Savage and Brandon Whedon and whomever they can draft versus bringing another veteran into the group there. So I think the Texans are going to be an interesting team as far as, you know, where do they value these quarterbacks? Do they wait at pick 25 and just hope Patrick Mahomes is there? Or do they panic a little bit and try to move up?
Would Patrick Mahomes be there? Is that a question at 25? Because I saw him as high as 15.
I think it is a question at this time just because of the tools that he brings to the table. I know a lot of teams in that back in the round one are really intrigued by him, including, like, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are starting to think about the future, the New York Giants, who are starting to think about the future, the Chiefs, who are starting to think about the future. So I think that you have to, like, if you love him, you probably have to worry if he's going to be there at 25. Now, I talked to someone today who felt like there will not be a run on quarterbacks. Like, Trubisky probably goes top 10. Watson probably goes top 15, and then Mahomes probably goes, you know, 25 to 30. But man, if you know, in the next 3 weeks, that could all change. You know, as teams set their final board.
That's so silly that it could change that much, and it really is.
It always does.
It's amazing.
It always does.
I know.
It does, right? Yeah, it is crazy because we've been watching these guys for 9 months, and we know who they are. But it's like, you know, you present your free agent plan to your owner back in February. And if you're a team like the Jets, where you had a free agent plan to go get a quarterback and you ended up with Josh McCown, all that's gone. And so you back yourself into a corner and panic a little bit.
Yeah, it's the draft as a social psychology experiment. It's really what it is. I mean, some of this, stop with your McCown stuff. Some of this is real, and some of this is just an amazing experiment in the social psychology of teams, fandoms, et cetera.
Yeah, because we think of the draft as like a science and like a logical process, but it's a human being making a decision, right? So, like, even if they're given 10 months of research from their scouts and their directors that says, this is the guy we should draft. Like, if you're the general manager, if you're Ryan Pace, you're paid a ton of money to make a decision, and you can go away from everything you've been told and draft a guy, and it is crazy that everything could still be changing. But, you know, because of medicals, because of off-field, because of pro days, like, everything, and I feel like this year more than ever, everything's very fluid right now.
You know what's funny is that I was reading something just over the weekend about how there are some basketball scouts that go out of their way to not watch the NCAA tournament. That based on exactly what you're saying of the recency effect and what it feels like the size of these games are, there are some scouts who say, I have done my work. I have seen them play. I have watched all the tape, and I will not be a victim. They cite more mistakes than fines when they overrate tournament play, and they simply just don't watch.
I agree. I hate bowl games because it's everything lives in that moment, and you forget the 13 games before Deshaun Watson beat Alabama. Like, you forget the Troy game, the Florida State game, the Ohio State game, like, this, you forget the struggles, and you live in that one moment. And I do like Deshaun Watson, but it puts – do you remember back in January the constant daily fights of people thought Deshaun Watson should be the number one pick in the draft? And yep. It's because of that recency effect. So that's the nice thing that I really feel like my process has finally gotten to that point 6 years later where it's more about what happens in season as far as my grades go. Now, mock draft stuff is – you know, so much of it's based on the information I get, which can change daily. But when you're reading that draft 400 thing, that's like 10, 11 months of work that, you know, is not going to be changed by one good game against Alabama or North Carolina or whoever you played.
Well, along those lines, how far did Solomon Thomas jump after the Sun Bowl?
Well, here's the weird thing about that. You're right. Like, he jumped a lot of that. But because he was a redshirt sophomore, I don't know that anyone was really paying attention until they kicked the crap out of North Carolina, because everyone was watching Trubisky play, you know, like, let's watch QB1 take on a good Stanford defense.
All they saw was Tom was in the backfield all day.
Right. Yeah, it was like watching Khalil Mack against Ohio State back in the day, where you're like, this one guy's making every damn play. And so I think that put him on the radar. But because he was so young, like, I remember doing a draft show in, like, September, and my colleague Michael Felder was like, number 90's good. And I was like, oh, he's a redshirt sophomore, I'm not worried about him yet. And I was like, well, I should have been watching him all along. But it's just, you know, there's still only a handful of those guys that come out every year. So at least I don't really pay attention to them until it's probably too late, and it seems like you're, you know, just buying into a good bowl game.
Matt, thanks as always, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good, fellas. Have a good one.
That is Matt Miller of Bleacher Report at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter.
Jets got the right guy.
Don't start in. I'm not playing today. I'm not doing your bit today.
Why do
I'm
you?
Not,
I mean, seriously, you hate him, you just should stop.
I won't.
They got the right guy.
Okay.
Great things are going to happen for the New York Jets. Why do you think that there's been little conversation about Cutler's shoulder injury as it applies to what might happen next? Because that's a significant surgery that he had on his shoulder. And whether he wants to play again or not, whether he winds up somewhere as a starter or a backup, regardless of all this, it's just no part of the conversation is the rehab from a labrum, which is significant, which can be many, many, many months.
Hmm.
You know, I'm just asking because whenever the conversation comes up about where he might go or whether he even wants to play anymore,
right?
You don't hear a lot about, well, how do you even know when he's going to be able to throw the football?
Do you know why that is? Or
I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, I just find that interesting.
When we return, I learned something yesterday, and I learned that it had actually changed the way I thought about Barry Rosner.
Okay.
I learned something that actually, I guess in an odd way, it had nothing to do with you, but all of a sudden I was mindful of you when somebody else described something that they and others that do what they do, a habit of theirs. And I thought, well, wait a sec, they're describing something very Rosnerian. And it was,
well, if it's odd, then it sounds like
it was
like
a very,
me.
Very strange and interesting mixing of worlds. And anybody who has listened will know exactly what I'm talking about.
And I want to get into the Masters and something specifically that could affect the tournament that is happening at Augusta this week.
It could actually affect the play?
Yes.
Okay, let's get to that. We will do that on the Bernstein and Goff Show with Barry in today next on The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
We might not see a season quite like it again in terms of health and just quality, in terms of the five guys just taking the ball and doing their job.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo reportedly has agreed to accept a job with CBS as their top analyst for the coming NFL season, and if so, probably means he's played his last NFL down. If so, that makes perfect sense to me. My man's picking lifestyle and family over getting his brains beaten in. It makes perfect sense. Fact of the matter is, in our business, that's about as good of a job as there is. I'd even argue that being the number one analyst at CBS is better than being the number one quarterback with the Houston Texans, where he may have ended up had he chose to do so. Jobs like this do not come along very often, and if he's as good at it as we all think he will be, he could be set for the next 20 years. I could certainly see where he'd pick that over playing another year or two. I mean, for who? For what? A ring? I know that's the right call, and I don't doubt for a second that he won't be very good at his next job. I'm Jim Rome.
Majestic Oaks Golf Club at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin is now open. Play this magnificent course set along Lake Delavan for only $30. To reserve your tee time, call 262-728-7950 or visit lakelawnresort.com.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Like property.
Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
You know, we've been telling you about this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity taking place at Mattress Firm, and they are in their final days, so you cannot wait any longer.
Yeah, get in there, because it's first come, first serve for all the mattresses that they have on the floor and in stock, because they got to get them out of there. Top name brands that Mattress Firm is offering you. It's savings up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off floor models.
They have to go, and once they're gone, they are gone. And we're telling you, they are the final days. And you know, Mattress Firm has lots of sales, but this one is the best sale of all. And once the mattresses are out of the store, you're not going to have a chance to save like this ever again.
And you add into this that you can sleep interest-free until 2022. So this is a chance you got to avail yourself of. He ended a sentence with a preposition. So get in there and lie down on one of these beds and then figure out what it's actually going to cost per day to enjoy that fabulous new mattress. And we know there is a Mattress Firm that's convenient for you.
Yeah, there's a reason why Mattress Firm is America's number one choice for sleep. They have the best brands. They absolutely have the best prices, and they are the sleep experts. They will walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. It's mattressfirm.com. That's how you find the location near you. Get in there and take advantage of the final days here of the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home. Easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Find out how much your home.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 4.
Worn-out tires can cost you a lot more than new tires.
It's true. In the long run, badly worn tires put stress on suspension parts,
which can lead to real expensive repairs.
Worn tires have poor traction.
That's why so many families are riding on Merlin 200,000 mile warranty tires.
What's your family riding on?
Stop in at your local Merlin 200,000 mile shop for details and a free tire inspection today.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
It's rebate madness at Merlin's. Visit merlins.com/spring to save $60 on Continental tires and get a $70 rebate. Then save 10% on Monroe shocks and struts with a $100 rebate. Plus, get another $100 rebate when you use your Merlin credit card. See shop for promotion details. Visit merlins.com/spring for coupons. Stop by for a free inspection today. Baseball fans, it's opening week, and just like the weather, things are heating up at Buffalo Wild Wings. B-Dubs is the place to watch all your favorite Chicago teams now more than ever. Watch baseball, hockey, basketball, soccer, golf, and more all on one of their many HD TVs. Enjoy their delicious traditional or boneless wings spun in one of their 16 award-winning sauces or 5 dry rubs. Or try their tasty burgers, wraps, or salads. Don't forget half-price wings Tuesdays and boneless Thursday specials. No matter what side of town you live on, Buffalo Wild Wings is the place to cheer on your favorite team. Visit Buffalo Wild Wings in Skokie, Northbrook, or at the Old Orchard Mall. Or order online at BuffaloWildWings.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so this is what I learned. Yesterday, I had the absolute pleasure to be the co-host of an event at the sensational CBS Radio Chicago Culinary Kitchen here on the ninth floor. I've always wanted, it's like a bucket list thing for me to do a cooking show. And I got to do a cooking show, and they edited it, and they put it on the web. I got to go home and show my kids. I sent the file to their phones, and I said, check out this cooking show. You'll really enjoy it. And I'm like, Dad, that's you. So it's like all of a sudden I was a somebody in their world because I got to do a cooking show.
Suddenly you matter.
I learned a lot. CJ Jacobson from Top Chef, and the winner of Top Chef Duels. He was with EMA Restaurant here with our guys Jared and RJ Melman. It's under their umbrella, EMA Restaurant, and it's very cool stuff. He's a great guy. He was a star volleyball player, actually on the U.S. national team. Was a professional volleyball player for years. Traveled the globe, and it sort of informed.
Play in the Olympics?
I don't know. He did not play in the Olympics, but he was on the national team, as far as I know. He was asked a question about somebody in the audience said, what's your favorite healthy food to eat? And he talked about it. And I said, no. I said, what's your favorite unhealthy food to eat? And he talked about himself and he talked about all chefs in general. And he said that he would go through a box of frozen super pretzels. He could go through a box of corn dogs, just loves corn dogs. And the other thing he brought up, and then he sort of globalized this. He said there is a thing among chefs about Totino's pizza rolls. Now, he's not from Chicago. He's a Southern, totally Southern Cal guy. He even used the word gnarly in one of his descriptions yesterday. So he wouldn't know from pizza puffs.
A deep fried, right out of the fryer so hot it would tear the flesh out of your mouth pizza
puff. But for him to independently bring up the culture in kitchens of chefs and their desire for a Totino's pizza roll, for the same reason that, you know, you just sort of don't have that part of your brain turned on. You don't really think about food very much. And he said the last thing the chef wants to do when he or she's actually eating is think about food. Like, you come home, he's done working. It's like us, somebody asking us about...
you're going to pick up your pizza and somebody asks you, hey, what do you think the Bears are going to do
right,
in the first round?
What do you think the Cubs have enough on base percentage? I mean, it's just like, I'm just picking up a pizza, right? So it's very similar. And then he added, he said, if you ever want to make a chef happy by giving him something. He said, other than a bottle of Jameson's.
It's a good start.
He said, other than a bottle of Jameson's, it's a box of Totino's. And I just thought, every chef is Rosner. Because your resting state is like the equivalent of a chef that's gotten off of work, right? It's just the last thing you want to think about.
Yeah. It sounds wonderful. It sounds perfect.
And I didn't say it to him. He doesn't know who you are. But in the back of my mind, and I couldn't really make the joke in that, because nobody there knows who you are either. It's a different audience. My instinct was to say, holy crap.
I know that guy.
Yes. Every post-work chef is wired like Rosner. Do they actually put on a bad golf hat too? I mean,
are my hats bad? I object to the description of my hats as bad. It's a golf hat.
Yeah, I know.
Scoreboard update.
You started this, Matt.
I didn't start this. And why would you assume the audience wouldn't know Barry Rosner?
Because it involves food.
Doesn't matter. Maybe they read the newspaper.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. Maybe a couple.
Thank you,
of
Matt.
Them.
Yeah, they might have known Barry Rosner, getting on my guy in his hats. That's my department.
Wait, what did Tannehill just send me?
I don't know. Is this something about you saying Jameson's?
It's the Tim and Eric Totino's commercial.
Oh, okay. I haven't.
Not my fault. No, you.
Thank you, Matt, for having my back.
You're welcome, Barry. Hey, Dan, do you buy your Jamesons at Jules?
I don't.
You go to the Jules?
Jules over by
and
there.
By Jameson?
Sorry, it's Jameson. Sorry.
Hey, Matt, his word. It's over
That's
by
right.
there.
Over by there to Jules. They got the Jamesons on sales. All right.
Fine. I deserve it.
Anyway, wait. So that's on, you can watch that that little cooking seminar there on the Score website?
I believe it's at CBS. ChicagoColorBlindKitchen.com.
What did you have it on for your kids to watch?
On the website. Whatever that website is, I'll find it.
No, I'll find it. I'll watch it. I'm not watching anything else in here.
Are you busy? Are you busy?
Are you okay? Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad at all. No,
okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
No, I'm great. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. No, I'm wonderful, actually. Yeah, very, very good. Thank you for asking. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday night as a part of Military Appreciation Day. It's presented by Sears Home Services and the Southside home opener. Not going as well as you want if you're a Sox fan. Tigers have a 6-2 lead in the seventh inning. Home runs by Jacoby Jones, Ian Kinsler, Nick Castellanos for Detroit. Melky Cabrera, Jose Abreu with the RBIs for the Sox. Tyler Saladino and Cabrera with four of the team's six hits off of Justin Verlander. Zach Putnam in the game right now. Jose Quintana, he went 5 1/3, gave up five hits, six earned runs, walked three, struck out two, and gave up those three home runs. So the Sox right now losing 6-2 in the top of the seventh inning.
They'll both play there. It's just, and you still might see Javi in other spots too, but for right now, if everybody stays healthy, it's going to be difficult to really balance the whole thing out.
That's Joe Madden with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. His weekly Tuesday visits at noon, talking about Ben Zobrist, Javi Baez, juggling time between playing second base. We'll figure out what happens as the season goes on and when he has his next tribute lineup come out next. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Game two tonight for the Cubs. Jake Arrieta opposes Adam Wainwright. Pregame starts at 640. Arrieta is 7-2 with a 1.85 ERA against St. Louis. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Colorado. Puck drops at 8. AHL, the Wolves are off until Saturday. NBA, the Bulls play in New York tonight. Game tips at 7. They are two games out of the fifth spot in the East. Dwayne Wade worked out with the team this morning. No word on his return this season. Also tonight, Toronto travels to Indiana and the Bucks play at the Thunder. NFL news, Tony Romo, he's retiring, part of the family now. He will replace Phil Sims on CBS as the network's top football analyst. This scoreboard update brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. The Illinois Derby is back April 22nd. For details, visit HawthorneRacecourse.com. I love this read right here. Tune in to the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for first pitch at 7:15, sponsored in part by White Castle, home of the original slider. That's the best read ever. Xfinity and White Castle, that's a home run in my book. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. The Dow is up 39 points, closed out at 20,689. S&P slightly up to 2360, and the NASDAQ was up 4 to 5898. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. And we're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talks and the radio homes of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Scores is brought to you at 640.
Over by there.
Over by there. The Cubs, and they take on the Cardinals. It's on 670 The Scores, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so what's happening in Augusta that is new and different that might actually affect play? What's going on?
Well, the weather yesterday was terrible, so that took out a lot of guys' ability to practice.
Okay.
Weather tomorrow is going to be terrible.
Okay.
Which could cancel the par 3 contest, but again, guys aren't going to be able to get out on the course that much. Thursday morning, it's going to be really cold, so the guys going out early are going to have cold. Guys who are going out in the afternoon might have 30-mile-an-hour winds. And Friday is supposed to be similar.
This is like a British Open.
It's going to change. The last time I remember the weather being this bad was 2007 when Zach Johnson won.
Do you have metrics to actually change your handicapping for who has proven to be good in adverse conditions?
Well, I mean, you think of a guy like Jason Day, who's a really good bad-weather player, and who has the ability to hit it really high, or he can keep the ball down. So, I mean, he's versatile in that regard. It changes the kind of runout you get on your drives, but even if it's been very moist, you know, they can suck all the moisture out of those greens, so they're still going to be hard to hit. So basically what you're saying is your shorter hitters are going to be hitting longer irons into the greens, and they're still going to be firm greens. So the guys who hit it longer have an even bigger advantage when you're not getting that kind of rollout. Like, you know who your longest guys are, like right. Dustin Johnson, like McIlroy, like Jason Day, like John Rahm. But John Rahm, first-time starter, you haven't had anybody win first-time out since Fuzzy Zeller in 1979, and it's only happened three times. John Rahm is as hot as anybody in the world right now, except for Dustin Johnson.
Spaniard, right?
Spaniard. Tim Mickelson is his agent. Tim Mickelson was his coach at ASU until last June when Rahm was low am at the U.S. Open. Played two shots worse than Dustin Johnson last 3 days of the U.S. Open at Oakmont after an opening day 76. Mickelson's his agent. Phil Mickelson is good friends with John Rahm. Phil Mickelson knows the greens at Augusta as well as anybody except for perhaps Spieth, Ben Crenshaw, and Tiger Woods. Jack Nicklaus are the guys who traditionally have putted those greens better than anybody else. But Rahm isn't going to... He loses Monday. He loses Wednesday. And now he's going out there somewhat blind. So I don't know how much Phil can really help him. So you think of the guys who are bad weather players. You think of the guys who are really long. Look, you have three guys who physically really separate themselves from everybody else on tour. And that's DJ, that's McIlroy, and that's Day. From a physical standpoint, I mean, nobody else is really in that category except for maybe Rahm, who, you know, is playing phenomenal golf and is not afraid. And I think really is going to compete for majors this year. I don't know if this is the one he's going to be able to compete at just because these are the hardest greens in the world to putt.
We gave you a little bit of news earlier regarding the Cubs and the score that the Bernstein and Goff Show has agreed to terms with Jake Arrieta and Chris Bryant to alternate as weekly baseball contributors this year. Very, very, very excited about that. When we come back, I have a piece of Cubs-related news that might make you unhappy, and it raises some questions as to how much is okay and how much is taking advantage. I'll have you answer that for me, because I think this is sort of in the eye of the beholder, or in this case, the driver. You have the score.
Baseball season is back, and MLB Network is bringing you 15 hours of live opening day coverage, plus 11 games throughout opening week, and live look-ins and analysis from the best in the biz on MLB Tonight. Opening week coverage begins Sunday on MLB Network.
Baseball fans, it's opening week, and just like the weather, things are heating up at Buffalo Wild Wings. B-Dubs is the place to watch all your favorite Chicago teams now more than ever. Watch baseball, hockey, basketball, soccer, golf, and more all on one of their many HD TVs. Enjoy their delicious traditional or boneless wings spun in one of their 16 award-winning sauces or 5 dry rubs. Or try their tasty burgers, wraps, or salads. Don't forget half-price wings Tuesdays and boneless Thursday specials. No matter what side of town you live on, Buffalo Wild Wings is the place to cheer on your favorite team. Visit Buffalo Wild Wings in Mount Prospect, Round Lake Beach, or Vernon Hills. Or order online at BuffaloWildWings.com. There's a drive. Home run! Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016 Nielsen certified data network score.
You get in your car, start it up, and press the gas. And from your phone, you hear, and you respond. And then in your rear view, OMG, It's a COP. And then you learn that a ticket for texting and driving is nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Old Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it that the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I was walking up to the batting cage the other day, and I think I was talking to Theo, and I said, you know, it's like game 163 or whatever you want to call it. It was like that game in Cleveland had just ended. We were playing the next night. It's really weird how the human mind works regarding time. It really felt like no time had elapsed at all.
All right, you'll hear more from Joe Madden at 5. He joins the Spiegel and Parkins show weekly. And what we're going to do is we're going to take the best chunk of it and distill it all down. Our fine producers are able to cut out the stuff that we don't think you need, and we will give you exactly...
You mean the host talking?
We can do that also. I don't know exactly what their plan is. I don't know if that's what they meant, but I need a ruling on something here. And this is in the Tribune. The urge to surge price is upon us, so get ready to pay up and up. And one of the more glaring examples of local surge pricing emerges next Monday around Wrigley Field, just in time for the 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs home opener. And we'll have a special day. We'll be in Wrigleyville. We'll be around. I'll be walking, obviously, instead of parking. Taking advantage, those are... critical words here.
Soon they will tax you for walking.
Taking advantage of anticipated sky-high demand for parking, the city this year is doubling the meter rate to $4 an hour for up to 7 hours for about 1,100 selected street spaces around the ballyard during games and concerts.
That's not very many. That's not a lot of spots.
City Hall floated the idea of $12 per hour before the city council approved the current rate. And they probably throw that in just to make you feel better about it. Said, yet Chicago's Wrigley Field parking gambit is only the latest example of a growing movement towards surge pricing. The practice of making customers pay more during times of heavier peak demand. Airlines and hotels or veterans are charging premium rates during busy times. Now, as high-tech sensors and pricing algorithms make it easier to anticipate demand and boost prices, many other industries are exploring surge pricing. Retail, ride-sharing, sports and entertainment venues, and maybe even healthcare. Some of this is Economics 101. So proponents of the plan say it's estimated to bring in an additional $1.5 million in revenue. They say business history shows there's an embarrassing downside to surge pricing, especially when it's clumsily executed. I guess Coca-Cola in 1999 tested vending machines designed to automatically raise prices when the outside temperature rose. And the public response turned to sheer outrage. And Uber has come under fire for surge pricing. So I guess, I don't know what your immediate reflexive response is. Mine is if this has been going on de facto for years around the park based on the moms and pops and local business owners and gas stations and Taco Bell and whoever wants to sell spots.
Hey, McDonald's used to go from whatever their normal, I'm thinking back to like 03. Their normal pricing was what, probably 25 a game or something
so
like that?
Why shouldn't,
and it went to 50 during the postseason.
Why shouldn't the city be able to do the same thing?
Well, my first reaction is, and this was talked about months ago when they were throwing around that $10 or $12 number, my first reaction was, if you're trying to get people to not drive to the game, that's a good thing. And you got to be crazy to drive down there anyway.
By the way, Addison is torn up. Torn up.
From where to where?
Both directions, from my house to the park and through the park almost
what are they
Halsted.
What are they doing?
I don't know. It's like they're changing pipes out. I mean, there are giant machines and porta potties and that blinking arrow telling you it's down to one lane.
Nobody likes the arrow. Nobody wants to see the arrow.
It's the bane of my existence. But it just stay off of Addison until this stuff gets done. It's a nightmare.
You know, my first reaction was, if it gets people to not drive, that's a good thing.
Okay.
Because you don't want to be down there, and it's better for everybody if you don't. You just don't want to drive down there. It's crazy. But it's sort of the typical gratuitous Chicago opportunity to take advantage, because that's what the city does. Because, I mean, the city's broke.
But shouldn't any city do it, though? Isn't that just good policy? See, that sounds to me like the very definition of good public policy. If you have fewer cars on the streets,
I believe that's a good idea.
You're probably going to end up with those 1,100 spaces filled and paying you the max dollars, and the city gets more revenue.
Those who can afford it aren't going to be bothered by it. It's not going to affect them. I'm trying to imagine driving down there and looking for a meter spot. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing to me that people would even do that. But I guess if you can afford it, it probably doesn't matter to them. You know, if you can afford to do that, then I suppose we shouldn't be bothered by it.
It's also still considerably less than you would pay if you park in somebody's yard and pay $100 or whatever it is.
Well, it's going to add up to quite a bit if you're there for 4 or 5 hours. That's going to be a significant. It's going to be a significant parking bill.
But it's still less, right?
I don't know. Depends how long, how often do you have to pay at a meter like that? I mean, your max is probably what, a couple hours?
Well, you use the app. I mean, everybody,
right.
Everybody
of
uses
course.
The app, so you don't
yeah.
have to actually like run out and feed the meter or anything.
Right?
I mean,
but actually, who just did that? Who did I see was just doing that?
Actually feeding the meter?
Someone was still going out there, yeah, and getting the little piece of paper from the machine. Somebody, I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was at one of our remotes.
Oh.
One of the producers. One of the young guys who's got a smartphone who should know better.
Well, someday if you end up in like Evanston where the app doesn't work or something, you got to do that. But if you're in the city, it's great.
No, it's phenomenally. Yeah, and then you don't even really pay attention to how much you're paying.
Although you probably do what I do, and you try to estimate exactly how much time you're going to spend because you don't want to overshoot. You don't want to leave money on the table. So then you end up actually paying more because of the 35-cent transaction fee when you have to add. This is the art my wife and I always have it because we went to brunch downtown and she said, well, I said, well, how long do you think it'd be? Hour and a half, hour and 45? I said, I'm thinking start to finish, hour 40. And I'm going to put it. And she said, well, why?
You would sit there and do that.
She said, look, do it for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that way, it's all going to come out anyway. Whether or not you're going to pay the transaction fee to add more is what you already would have had left.
Yeah, I'm with your wife. I don't want my phone lighting up.
And I said, you're missing
frightening
the point.
It's about to run out.
I said, but the point is trying to get it right. I've created the
You've turned it into a game.
I guess, because I'm not a gambler, right? Because I gamble with the risk of a 35-cent transaction fee, right? Because I'm not putting bets on Jordan Spieth or John Rahm like you probably are, depending on the odds you're getting at the Masters.
We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about some odds. Okay. We'll talk about some guys you should and should not be betting on.
Okay. And remind me, too, that Joe Sheehan has just published his subscription newsletter full breakdown of the Chicago Cubs. He has ranked them.
You know, that's like a religious event for you.
Well, he's been doing all the teams in order. He does the bottom quarter of the league, then the next, and then the next. And this is the teams. He's just teams 1 through 6. The Cubs are team 1, even though Sheehan has said he's betting against them because of the value play in betting against them, because of what can go wrong in a baseball season, because of baseball variance, and because of how profitable it could be if they don't make the playoffs or they don't win the division, if they don't get to the World Series, he's got an opportunity to make some money on
that. Yeah, at that low number, you'd be crazy to not take the field, or at least look at teams like the Nationals or the Dodgers or the Mets who before some of the trades in the winter were at 13, 14, 15 to 1, whereas the Cubs have been 3 to 1 since the World Series ended and are probably lower than that now.
So I think it reminds me at some point, I know after the top of the hour, I don't know what you're doing with me here. I'm a little nervous.
I'm going to give you some names.
Names of what?
I'm not going
to
tell you.
But what am I supposed to do with these names?
When you hear them, you'll know, I think, what you're supposed to do. And it might involve a bodily function and what you had for lunch.
What?
You might throw up.
Okay.
You hear it.
I don't want to, but I don't even know what these names could possibly be, but I will hear them after an update on the score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs 3 times a week on the Score.
We might not see a season quite like it again in terms of health and just quality, in terms of the 5 guys just taking the ball and doing their job.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, presented by Two Brothers Brew.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
The Golf Club at Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca is open and ready for play. Enjoy spring rates starting at $41 with a cart. Confirm your tee time online at eaglewoodresort.com or call the pro at 630-773-3510.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the World with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
You sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
You get in your car, start it up, and press the gas. And from your phone, you hear, and you respond. And then in your rear view, OMG, it's a COP. And then you learn that a ticket for texting and driving is nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issue.